Iran on the brink. Assassination orders, rebuilt reactors, and a Republican civil war. Donald Trump's public disclosure that he left standing orders for the U.S. military to bomb Iran if he were assassinated would, in any ordinary week, dominate the news cycle on its own. Framed as a deterrent and delivered in the context of fresh Israeli intelligence about an Iranian plot against Trump's life, the statement amounts to a dead man's switch broadcast directly to Tehran. A diplomatic signal as much as a military one. Simultaneously, satellite imagery showed Iran has resumed construction activity at multiple bombed nuclear sites, treating reconstruction as a sovereign right rather than a negotiating concession. The development poses a direct challenge to the premise of any ceasefire framework. If the U.S. strikes did not permanently eliminate the program, analysts are asking what the military objective actually was. The U.S. withdrawal of F-22 Raptors from Israel, roughly 186 are in the operational fleet, and their five-month deployment was a significant commitment signal, has generated competing interpretations. It could indicate a reduced threat environment, a need for those assets elsewhere, or a deliberate message about the terms of continued American support. Each reading carries different implications for Israeli defense planning. Inside the White House, a former administration staffer reportedly claimed that Vice President J.D. Vance was deliberately positioned as the political fall guy for the Iran deal's collapse, that the deal's failure was anticipated or engineered internally, with blame pre-assigned to Vance. The allegation feeds a visibly escalating rivalry between Vance and Secretary of State Marco Rubio, with Vance allies openly disparaging Rubio in the press, suggesting the 2028 Republican primary has effectively already begun. Trump, meanwhile, claimed the Nobel Peace Prize even as U.S. strikes on Iran were reportedly ongoing or recently completed. The U.S. dollar held near 101 on the DXY index, as strike news and Federal Reserve rate hike expectations created contradictory market pressures, with investors simultaneously pricing a flight to safety impulse and the inflationary implications of sustained tightening.